Hello, we're back after the musical chair segment of the show. You're listening to Zend of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for continuing to listen to our show. In this back half tonight, we're going to be listening to songs that are mean to other people. Diss tracks, if you will.
True.
So we're going to listen to some, like, standard rap disses, but we're also gonna go a little bit further afield,
deeper.
We're gonna,
I feel like,
not quite expanding our net to breakup songs,
mm-hmm.
but band breakup songs,
yeah.
Definitely included bands who don't like each other.
True.
A lot of songs that are very popular, people don't realize are ripping on someone else. Like, one of the worst songs of all time, Sweet Home Alabama.
That's crazy.
Is a diss on Neil Young. We'll talk more about that one later in the show. But the first one we're going to listen to, one of the earliest people who had some real heat, was Muhammad Ali.
What?
So we're going to listen to... He had a whole album against Sonny Liptin.
Wow.
Right before a big fight, he was...
Yeah, bro did it all. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
He had some poetry skills, I will say.
Poetic.
Slam poetry.
So, let's listen to that, and then I think the next song we're going to listen to after that is Surfer Girl by the Beach Boys.
Oh.
Which is a dig at Frankie Valli.
A dig?
Yeah.
Okay, I heard something else.
My computer is not plugged in. Can someone give me some?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We can just talk.
Okay. All right.
Listening goes down to zero.
No, I was fine. Ready?
Were we even at one?
It's your turn, Alexi.
All right. Here we go.
That's over. That's it. That's
maybe
it.
Not, maybe not, maybe not.
Come on, Megan.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Megan, come on. You gotta jump in, man.
I know what. Like,
just
I'm
keep
not
going.
Oh, yeah. On the radio. It's just not in the car.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, from Louisville, Kentucky, wearing black tie, Mr. Cassius Marcellus Clay. For his first reading, Mr. Clay will honor us with a recitation of his classic poem, I am the greatest.
I am the greatest by Cassius Clay. No. Cassius Clay, the most beautiful fighter in the world today. He talks a great deal and brags indeed of a muscular punch that's incredibly speedy. The fistic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary. Then someone with color, someone with dash, brought fight fans a-running with cash. This brash young boxer is something to see, and the heavyweight championship is his destiny. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. This kid's got a left. This kid's got a right. If he hits you once, you're asleep for the night. And as you lie on the floor, while the ref counts 10, you pray that you won't have to fight me again. For I am the man this poem is about, the next champ of the world, there isn't a doubt. This I predict, and I know the score. I'll be champ of the world in 64. When I say 3, they go in the 3rd. So don't bet against me, I'm a man of my word. If Kasha says a cow can lay an egg, don't ask how, grease that skillet. He is the greatest. Yes, I'm the man this poem is about. I'll be champ of the world, there isn't a doubt. Here I predict Mr. Liston's dismemberment. I'll hit him so hard, he'll wonder where October and November went. When I say 2, there's never a 3rd. Betting against me is completely absurd. When Kasha says a mouse can outrun a horse, don't ask how. Put your money where your mouse is. I am the greatest.
So Muhammad Ali and Sonny Liston fought 2 times, and of course Muhammad Ali won both of them. The second time, first round knockout. Back.
Charlie
that was Surfer Girl.
Charlie was making just saying fun of how freaky it is that these guys were friends with Manson.
Oh, that's true. But this is making fun of Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, just a little bit. It's still friendly action. We're gonna get into some more malicious stuff later down the line.
Because you're also saying how malicious Eminem was.
He's a lot of diss tracks.
And just he also has a lot of anger.
against him.
Yeah.
But one of the most written about events in musical history is the breakup of the Beatles.
True.
All of them have their own perspective. We're going to listen to, I don't know, at least a couple of these songs. I don't really have too much of a plan today. So, if you guys think of any songs you want to listen to, let me know. I don't want to play.
Let me look up some.
And you guys want to read the PSA? Should get this done sooner rather than later before we forget about it.
Yeah, I got you.
There's something very dangerous hiding in your closet.
Yeah, you get it started.
It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people... Here, you found it.
You got it. You got it. Keep going.
to the trauma center.
Than any other household item. Let's all finish it up.
Okay.
What's next? Using a ladder.
Might seem easy.
Misusing a ladder.
Misusing even, one.
Is even easier.
Ask.
Ask. I forget the number.
Any of the.
Any of the. 50.
150.
150,000 people.
Fell off their ladders into trauma center last year alone.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Just Screaming Radio.
Yay.
ASO group effort.
Can we listen to Cry Me a River again by Justin Timberlake, please?
Oh, that's so
that's a good one. That's
please.
A good one.
We played such it a couple good weeks ago for we our celebrity one, but
that's
it's
such a
just
good
so good.
Who's that one about?
Britney
Spears.
Maybe we can listen to that
it's
one.
So listen good. To that song.
It's so good. But
we're still in the Beatles for now.
Okay, sorry.
Do you guys have any strong opinions about post-Beatles?
George Harrison post-Beatles Beatle was amazing.
You guys already know how I feel about the Beatles, so I won't say anything.
George Harrison and Paul McCartney, I don't know. I don't have many feelings for John Lennon's post-Beatles projects because, I don't know. He was just, he got himself into like a lot of stuff that...
Got himself shot.
That is true. That is true. But I don't know, I'm a really big fan of George. I think George was the most underrated Beatle, and he was able to show that off when he had his solo career. And I like Paul's solo stuff. Wings was amazing.
Well, next
and then
up,
George died.
We're going to listen to Wah Wah by George Harrison. It's really nice that all the Beatles got a chance to say their... perspectives on events before
because Yoko Ono
died.
Did do that she
before
did do
George
that.
Harrison sadly got shot by a cigarette. Let's move on. Let's go new
oh
more
gosh.
Music it's old music but
oh my god
new for WMFO on the radio as of now.
Hi. Good job, by the way. Just a quick thing I wanted. Someone over there was saying that she's a fan of George Harrison.
Yeah, Mia likes George Harrison. What's up?
Yeah, hi.
The song, My Sweet Lord.
Yeah.
Great one.
You know that song?
Yeah, it's a great song.
Great song, but the thing is that the song, he didn't write it. It's a good homework assignment is that, My Sweet Lord, but if you write this down, there's another song called He's So Fine. It's a 50s or 60s song by a band called The Chiffon.
Mm-hmm.
He's So Fine. And so what happened is that he copied that song and based My Sweet Lord upon He's So Fine. If you listen to it, it's the same song.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's very interesting. Very interesting. In fact, I think they sued him. And they got a big settlement over it, but that's not to be negative about it, but it's just like an interesting thing. I think he's great.
Wow.
Well, that's exactly what we're looking for tonight. We're all listening to negative songs.
True.
So that's perfect. Thank you.
So He's So Fine by the Chiffons and My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. Okay?
Yeah.
All right,
thank you so much.
Guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
So, the song that we're going to listen to next is Diamonds and Rust by Joan Baez.
Mm.
And Joan Baez and Bob Dylan, I said I wasn't going to do breakup songs, but they wrote a ton of songs about each other.
Uh-huh.
She Belongs to Me. What other songs?
I honestly don't know too much.
Oh, Sister.
Uh-huh.
To Bobby, Winds of the Old Days.
Yeah, I don't know too much about
a lot of songs. But we're gonna listen to Diamonds and Rust. It's interesting that the related stuff is the Taylor Swift's lesbian conspiracy subreddit.
Oh my.
Wait, I don't know about this.
We'll talk about this off the air.
Okay.
To call, and here I sit, and on the telephone, hearing a voice I'd known a couple of light years ago, heading straight for a fall. As I remember your eyes. taught me something. We both know what memories can bring. They bring diamonds and rust. On the scene, already a legend, the unwashed phenomenon, the original vagabond. You strayed into my arms, and there you stayed, temporarily lost at sea. The Madonna was yours for free. Yes, the girl on the half shell. Now I see you standing with brown leaves falling all around and snow in your hair. Now you're smiling out the window of that crummy hotel over Washington Square. Our breath comes out, white clouds mingles and hangs in the air. Speaking strictly for me, and if you're offering me diamonds and rust, I've already paid. That
was Diamonds and Rust by Joan Baez. Next.
What's up next? What's up next?
We're going to listen to Play It All Night Long by Warren Zevon.
Nice. The
conclusion to the Sweet Home Alabama beef.
I didn't know about this until... Like, I didn't realize it until you mentioned it a couple hours ago on the porch.
You know the Neil Young song, Southern Man,
yeah,
and the Alabama?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Sweet Home Alabama is about. Lynyrd Skynyrd, real up in arms about Neil Young, like, talking about the racism of the South. The governor that they talk about in Sweet Home Alabama is...
Bang.
Segregationalist, presidential candidate George Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
So,
dang.
Yeah, not a great song in retrospect.
Dang.
But they also used Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London, which he was not too pleased about. And that spawned this song, which we're going to listen to, Play It All Night Long, off of Bad Luck Streak in Dancing School. You guys are ready?
Yeah. Wow.
his pants again. He don't give a damn. Brother Billy has both guns drawn. He ain't been right since Vietnam. Sweet home Alabama, play that dead band song. Turn those speakers up full blast, play it all night long. Cancer now. The cattle all have brucellosis. We'll get through somehow. Sweet home Alabama, play that dead band song. Turn those speakers up full blast, play it all night long. Enough. There ain't much to country living. Sweat, piss, jizz, and blood. Sweet home Alabama, play that dead band song. Turn those speakers up full blast, play it all night long. Sweet home Alabama, play that dead band song. Turn those speakers up full blast.
Explain them all to you. I met this dude with the name of a hat. I didn't even walk away, I didn't give him no rap. But then he got real mad and he got a little tired. If he worked for me, you know he would be fine. He wears a Kango and that is cute. But he ain't got the money and he ain't got the loot. And every time that I see him, he's always a begging. And all the other girls that he's always trying to leg it. Every time that I see him, he says a rhyme. You see, compared to me, it's weak compared to mine. Every time that I know that I am saying something fresher, in any category, I'm considered the best. And every time that I say it, there ain't nothing less. And everybody knows I will win the contest. And after that came the educated rapper. His fingers start to snap and my hands start to clap. But every time that I see him, everything he say, he rockin' to the beater and he comes in this way. He said, oh yeah, you know your mother's, her name is Mary. And from what I heard, your father is a fairy. But every time I see him, he's saying something new. But let me explain to him what he should do. He should be like me, a fly MC. Don't never have to bite, we'll always write. I have the freshest rhyme that I do recite. And after that, and you know it's true. But let me tell you something else about the doctor too. He ain't really cute and he ain't great. He don't even know how to operate. He came up to me with some crabbish rap. But let me tell you something, don't you know it was whack? So when he came up to me, I told him to step back. He said, you call yourself an MC? I said, this is true. He said, explain to me really what MCs must do. Said, listen very close, cause I don't say this every day. My name is Roxanne, and they call me Shantae. But every time of that, I say a rhyme, I just a like a dissa. It ain't nothing, you MCs wanna miss him. But Kango, if you think you're cute, you think it's alright. That's why you said it in a language so y'all wouldn't have to bite. You started talking big Latin, didn't make no sense. You thought you was cute, yeah, you thought you was a prince. You're walking down the block cause I'm the one you're gonna clock. And everybody knows that you're all on my yacht. I'm just a devastating, always rocking, always have the block. my pocket. Everybody knows it's me, the R-O-X-A-N-N-E. Everyone knows I am fresh in any glad or glory better. Every time I start the writer, everyone is his number. Every time I do it, yeah, you know it is a mirror. Check it on the beat, as you can see. So the UTFO crew, you know what you can do. Let me tell y'all one for me, and then I'll tell y'all one for you. And every time you say a rhyme, just a like a this, it ain't nothing that I don't wanna miss up. And if you think it's right and I'm right and you're beat, well then you just better know and listen to me. Because my name is Roxanna and I came to say I rock it to the beat and I do it this way. I'm conceited, never beat it, never heard of defeated. I rock it to the beat and you know it is a me. The R-O-X-A-N-N-E. And if you wanna play a little game for me, let me show you what you can do, baby. Just with a twist of my cheek and a twist of my wrist, I have all the guys dropping down like this. Yeah, I am fly, and you must admit, but everybody knows I don't go for it. So if you're trying to be cute and you're trying to be fine, you need to cut it out cause it's all in your mind. Trying to be like me, yeah, it is very hard to think you are God, but you do eat lot. Trying to be cute and you're trying to be fly. Don't you know you wish you could be my guy so I could take you home, make you relax. And everybody knows that you're out there trying to tax like corn on the car. You're always trying to rob. You need to be out there looking for a job. Yeah, you're trying to meet and talk about Roxanne. But let me let you know you're not a real man. Cause a Roxanne needs a man, and yes, someone fresh who always dressed. Someone, yes, who will never fess. And then I'll say, yeah, forget the rest. You gotta be cute and you're trying to be fly. But all you wanna be is Roxanne's guy. Because I turned you down without a frown. Embarrassed you in front of your friends, made you look like a clown. And all you do is get real mad. And you talk about me and make me look bad. But everybody knows how the story goes. There's no ifs, no ands, no buts or suppose. No coke up your nose, no dope in your vein. And then it won't cause no kind of pain. But yet and still, you're trying to be fly. I asked you a question, I wanna know why. Why'd you have to make a record about me? The R-O-X-A-N-N-E.
We're just talking about some of our personal beefs off the air.
Damien Hirst, count your days.
I don't like horses.
Jimmy John's owner. Bugs. My beef with Bugs.
CVS Pharmacy.
Oh, true. You do have beef with them.
CVS Pharmacy never likes to give me my prescriptions in an easy manner.
It's a lot of...
My biggest op ever.
Yeah.
It's a lot of beefs out there in the world.
MFA, Party I love City. You. But...
We're not going to have enough time to get through all of them in the world tonight. Do we want to mention any of our favorites?
Favorite what?
Just beefs in general.
I like the song Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake.
We might
about
listen
Britney
to that
Spears.
One if we have time.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. So masterpiece, bro.
It's incredible. Let me rephrase. Incredible.
My favorite beefs. Lana Del Rey fans having beef with Taylor Swift fans. That's my favorite thing ever on the internet.
Mia
right
having
now.
Beef with Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's my favorite beef ever. Taylor Swift beef.
Taylor Swift, we could have played some of her songs.
No.
Taylor Swift versus Kanye.
I would leave.
I'm on Kanye's
We could play
side.
Like any Kanye song, especially the ones about like his beef with himself.
Kanye's insane, but like you can't deny how insane his music is.
Taylor Swift has some good beef songs too, like the ones where she went back and forth with John Mayer.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
Taylor Swift has some good old music.
I'm gonna leave.
She has some good old music. You can't tell me you don't like her old music.
And then there's also the wide world of rap beefs. There's so many.
Yeah, that's like dish
the
track
NWA.
That's
yeah,
from.
That's
people,
my beef
Tupac
with Courtney Love killing Kurt Cobain. Those
Drake's
are my two biggest.
Gotten himself
ever.
Into a million beefs.
I mean, yeah. Drake. I mean, recently, you know the whole lore.
We've talked about Drake on the air before a bunch of times.
Yeah, like a couple
we're
weeks
not gonna
ago.
Get fully into this one right now. We might in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Once more actual facts come out.
Yeah. Because right now it's all just very. You know, bleep you and bleep you and everything. It's just that back and forth.
There's some funny stuff going around too.
BBL Drizzy.
Yeah, we're gonna listen to BBL Drizzy.
This one's exciting.
We gotta go to this guy's TikTok page. We're gonna get all the versions. You guys can vote on which one is your favorite.
It's so cool.
So some guy made maybe 20 odd just AI covers about BBL Drizzy.
Which is insane. Different genres. That these are all AI covers.
And then
there's
Metro, what? Who Drake told to shut up and make some drums.
Yeah.
Oh, now that I'm on SoundCloud looking for this Metro track, what came up was another song I was looking at is Sun Kill Moon, War on Drugs, Suck My Blank. Hilarious song by a horrible, horrible person that I wish I could play if he didn't suck. If he didn't suck, maybe I'd play.
Who?
The guy in Sun Kill Moon. Horrible, horrible person. Won't even say anything more.
Okay.
But BBL Drizzy. Where is it? Metro is letting the whole world use this track for free. And promised, I think it was, 2 more beats and $10,000 to whoever makes the best diss on Drake using the beat.
Wow.
So there's quite an incentive there.
Yeah.
So he's crowdsourcing.
I see.
Disses against Drake.
See, now
interesting angle.
I'm wearing my shoes on backwards.
That's gonna mess up your foot, dude.
This is a good one.
I could bump to this in the car.
Yeah.
This is gonna be like the freestyle verse for idiots who freestyle for like the next year.
Mm-hmm.
SoundCloud is about to go so crazy.
Because I used to be friends with guys who freestyled. They would rap over absolutely anything. Some absolutely garbage stuff would go.
That was like, on my middle school.
Quadruple platinum with these guys. So now that they have a good royalty-free beat they can work with, and a funny one too.
I'm logging into SoundCloud right now, and I'm gonna look up.
Well, we're gonna listen to some of the other versions.
I really like the rock and roll one. Oh, this one's crazy.
Oh.
This is all AI. Oh. The country. This is a good one.
She's thicker than a Snickers.
there's a rock one, isn't there, right? Don't that one's really like good. You don't know me. These yams deserve a trophy. Baby, it ain't no mystery. There's a Jason Derulo one. AI Jason Derulo. BBL Drizzy.
Jason Derulo. BBL Drizzy.
Yes. Good.
I condone the use listen of AI this. Just for this.
Wait, listen.
It's beautiful. I'm going in, no ditty.
I'm thicker than a snicker. I'm thicker than your ninja.
How?
AI? How?
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's scary.
This is scary.
But it's good.
This is King Willonius on TikTok.
Shout out to King, what is it?
Willonius. I think his name is Will.
I heard Bolonius. Oh yeah, that one's crazy.
Alright, this is the last one.
Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. That fuck them up. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. They not like us. 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 You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga. They cold foul, I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches, go. The audience not dumb, shape the stories how you want. Hey Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep, I can go further, I promise. Ain't there something? Be rest, that's for bitching. You Malibu most wanted, ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fetch Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. You niggas will get a wedgie, be flipped over your boxes. Or over your foe, the other vaginal option. Pussy, nigga better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. Fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on. He fuck around, get polished. Fucked on Wayne girl while he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central, nigga better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the pot. Ay, put the roll label on me, I'ma get them dropped. Ay, sweet chin music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie, he a 69 god. Ay, freaky ass niggas need to stay their ass inside. Ay, roll their ass up like a fresh pack of Zon. Ay, city is back up, it's a must, we outside. Ay. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still doubled down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real nigga challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. Like, what? Lil Baby help you get your lingo up. What?
21, get your first street cred. Thug makes you feel like you a slime in your head. Like what Quavo said, you can be from Northside. What 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you not a colleague, you a fucking colonizer. The family matter and the truth of the matter, here was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let
your life.
Let me hear you say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way.
Now's our last opportunity to say goodbye for the last show of the semester.
Oh my gosh.
This went by so fast.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
It's the end.
It's the end?
It's not the end of anything. We're going to be back next week.
Yeah. Technically just the last show of the semester officially, but next week back with more beats.
Next week, Tuesday, chill show, but Friday from 5 to 7.
That's on Friday.
That's next Friday. I will be on air for a special episode with the general manager of WMFO from 1974. Ooh. His name's Emil.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
I think he says he wants to play some folk music.
Ooh.
Good.
So,
like he wants to play folk music, or he wants to just put it on the radio?
Yeah, he's got a list of stuff. We're going to see if we've got the records.
Aww.
He'll spin some stuff.
That's amazing.
It's very sweet, very sweet.
Yeah, so pre the station's demise. First
pre
one.
The station burning down that yeah. one time. In 1977, I believe.
Yeah. I thought it was 74.
74 would have been when this guy was here then. And it wasn't.
Never mind.
He was here,
yeah, then I think that's why I'm getting it mixed up. That's so cool, though. I mean, not the station burning down.
Well, thank you guys for sticking with us for another semester, choosing WMFO and specifically Zender or the Skill to Catch a Vibe for your college radio. You have a lot of choices for what you do with your time. And if you ever spend that time listening to me on the radio, thank you.
And us too,
mm-hmm.
earlier.
Matter
sticking
fact.
With us through all the ups and downs of the semester, the wonderful guests we've had.
Mm-hmm.
That we gave away tickets this semester.
We
that
did.
Was fun.
That was this semester. Early this semester.
The technical issues. I had to renovate the whole studio this last
week.
It was pretty fun, but hard. Still not completely finished. The computer still won't play over there.
What do you mean? Oh, like you used to play videos over?
Yeah, you can't like
oh.
go on YouTube on the computer and look up like sound effects or something.
Oh, dang. Okay.
I'd like to get that to work.
Yeah, that's fine. You'll have time to.
But we will be broadcasting over the summer. And
yeah.
we will be back here in the fall. Probably at the same time, but we might move the time. But
yeah.
we'll have at least the same time for the summer.
True. Very true.
Now that it's past 55, I can say this.
Yeah,
I was waiting. This is Charlie. You have listened to Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. People who are next, you're welcome to come in. We're done with the show.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in, guys. Come on in. We just got to play the closing
song.
Only. Closing song. Play.
There it is.
Bye.
Bye.
Those cats.
me and my gangster ways of road. Hung up the guns, dug it to the graves, cause I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. Gangster of love. Now look here. When I go into a bar, goes from near and far, I say I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I jumped in my wife's Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 to 30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. Sheriff said, "Is your name Stevie Guitar Miller?" In a very deep voice, and I said, "Yes, sir, brother sheriff." And that's your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it.